And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Battle lines are being drawn in the costliest U.S. Senate race in North Carolina history, and for that matter, the entire nation. The war chests of Democratic Senator Kay Hagan and her adversarial Republican State House Speaker Tom Tillis are still bulging with cash, even though a combined total of more than $200 million has already been spent. Most of that on TV ads. It speaks volumes about special interest groups like the NRA and money moguls like the Koch brothers who are trying to buy the election. And they may well succeed, thanks to a Supreme Court decision that shields the identities of donors and groups while allowing virtually unlimited amounts of contributions. With the aid and abetting of Machiavellian politician Karl Rove, Tillis is spewing the airwaves with false or misleading attacks, accusing Hagan of missing committee meetings, failing to sponsor laws, and lackluster support of Medicare funding. Rather, it is Tillis himself who fails to show up for meetings while out campaigning, manipulating funding to deny Medicaid to the poorest of the poor, and giving paltry less than 1% pay raises to our most experienced teachers. It will be a dark day indeed for North Carolina politics if money counts more than votes in this election. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.